You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
The Indian bursus may be among the best performing ones in Asia, but its currency is certainly not. The Indian rupee fell past the 70 per dollar mark for the very first time, weighed down by an emerging market currency rout. The rupee fell 0.2% to 70.08 against the dollar at about 10:35 this morning, following a 1.6% drop in the previous session, its worst performance since 2013 September. The currency is now down almost 9% this year, making it Asia's worst performer. And that is our story of the day. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
Rupee hits an all-time low amid Turkish lira crisis.
A Money Control exclusive.
After breaking the psychological mark of 70 per US dollar, the rupee has staged a recovery of around 35 paise at around 69.77 levels. Experts believe that a possible intervention by the Reserve Bank of India could have stemmed the rupee's fall. The currency on Tuesday touched an all-time low, like I said, of 70.08 to the US dollar. With this, the currency has depreciated around 10% in 2018 so far. It had opened marginally higher at 69.85 against the greenback this morning. Analysts attributed the weakness in the Turkish lira as one of the key reasons for the rupee to be under pressure. This has strained emerging market currencies such as India. Prior to this, the currency ended 110 paise lower at 69.93 on Monday against its Friday's close of 68.83, which was the biggest single session decline against the dollar since September 3rd, 2013. Technical pattern indicates that the rupee could further depreciate towards 71 per dollar. Abhishek Bansal, who is the founder and chairman of Abans Group of Companies, told Money Control, and I quote, "A slowing Chinese economy, tightening monetary policy and an escalating trade war are some of the main reasons for this turmoil into currency markets as sentiments towards emerging markets are worsening. The Indian rupee breaching 70 mark is not because of India-specific factors, but on account of risks of a global contagion emerging on account of the weakening Turkish lira against the US dollar. If global concerns were to persist, the rupee may even slide to 72 against the dollar," unquote. There are some analysts who also attribute it to some domestic factors at play. Rushabh Maru, who is a research analyst at Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers, told Money Control, and I quote, "The rupee's fall today was largely due to domestic reasons. Previous resistance for the currency was 69.5 and a fall below that triggered stop losses from importers. There is a lot of panic demand seen from importers. The next short-term resistance is seen at 70.50, while the important resistance to watch out for the market will be 71 per dollar. On the downside, support is around 69.3 levels," unquote. While the Indian rupee may be the worst performing Asian currency as of now, there are some analysts who believe that it may not be meaningful to have dollar rupee target right now. Sajit Chinoy, who is the chief India economist at JP Morgan, agrees that the rupee may depreciate further if dollar strengthens or if things get worse in Turkey. He said it may not matter too much as it would be in line with all its trading partners. He went on to say, and I quote, "If you look at the trade-weighted rate, the Indian currency has strengthened a lot between 2014 and 2018. In real terms, the rupee has appreciated almost 20%. In the last 6 months, it has only given up 6% of that. So we are still stronger compared with 2014, and from a competitive viewpoint, it would not necessarily be a bad thing if the rupee gradually weakens." We'll get to what's happening in Turkey and how that is affecting emerging markets in a little bit, but a weaker rupee could complicate the Reserve Bank of India's job of keeping inflation in check. The RBI's Monetary Policy Committee, which is led, of course, by Governor Urjit Patel, has increased interest rates twice since June to curb price pressures, while also using foreign reserves to check currency volatility. The central bank doesn't target the exchange rate and attributes any rate moves to its goal of containing rising prices. But there is a silver lining for the domestic economy. Latest data have shown that retail inflation have fallen to a 9-month low of 4.17% in July on declining vegetable prices, which may prompt the Reserve Bank to pause interest rate hike in its next monetary policy review. In the last two reviews, as we know, the RBI had raised the key repo rate by 0.25% each on inflationary concerns. The next bi-monthly policy is to be unveiled on the 5th of October. First, let's take a quick look at what's happening in Turkey. Turkey's currency, the lira, has hit record lows. Once one of the fastest growing economies, the value of the lira has nosedived since January and lost more than 34% of its value against the dollar. The stock market has fallen 17%, while government borrowing costs have risen to 18% a year. While all of this has been happening, inflation in Turkey has hit a massive 15%, increasing the cost of everyday items and causing a serious problem for Turkey's leaders. A fresh lira collapse on Sunday night hit Asian shares, and we saw that on Dalal Street yesterday. It also had weakened the South African rand and drove demand in global markets for safe currencies, including the dollar, Swiss franc and yen. Shares in Europe's major banks also lost ground. Now, despite the rupee's slide, which continues on, the picture is brighter in other emerging markets. South African rand, which had slid earlier, has gained 2% as it bounced back after hitting a two-year low. During Monday's sell-off, Russia's ruble is up 1.5%, reaching 66.76 to the US dollar, having struck 68, also a two-year low yesterday. The Mexican peso is also catching a break, up 1% as well. But let's try and understand what exactly is happening in Turkey. Experts are blaming this nosedive on a few factors. Turkish foreign currency borrowing, resulting in deficits in both its fiscal as well as current accounts, and insufficient reserves to rescue the economy when things go wrong. Now, this current account deficit is a problem that Turkey shares with India as well. But what India doesn't share with Turkey is the worsening relations between Turkey and the United States. This is, of course, fueled by Donald Trump's administration hitting the country with sanctions this month over its refusal to extradite a US preacher who was imprisoned in the country. Donald Trump, of course, doubled down when he made the announcement that the US had approved the doubling of tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminium. There has also been concern around the recently re-elected president Tayyip Erdogan's economic policy. In Turkey, unlike in countries like the US and those countries in the EU, the central bank is controlled by the government, allowing control over interest rates and inflation. President Erdogan is criticized for keeping interest rates low, even though inflation is more than three times the central bank's target. Erdogan has said that the lira's fall is a result of an operation against Turkey, against his administration, rather than prevailing economic conditions. The Interior Ministry of Turkey has said it was taking action against 346 social media accounts accused of posting about the weakening of the lira in, quote-unquote, a provocative way. Does Turkey have many options to get out of the mess that it finds itself in? Well, very few. Turkey's biggest problem in this crisis, according to many experts, is the lack of reserves to rescue the economy when things start to fall apart. On top of that, much of the foreign currency in Turkey is held in banks, and those funds could be withdrawn by nervous customers, and that is also happening. And if that happens in large droves, Turkey may not be able to buy up its currency to prevent it spiraling even further than it already has. Now, if the situation worsens, the country would have to be bailed out by the International Monetary Fund. There are many analysts who are of the opinion that the problem wouldn't be so out of hand if Turkey's central bank had been allowed to do its job without intervention by the government. Now, without raising the interest rates, which Erdogan doesn't do, like I said earlier, Turkey is left with very few options to get out of this financial mess. It is, of course, not helping the situation that Erdogan continues to blame others. He has, in fact, gone on to blame the United States for committing an act of economic terrorism. In a defiant speech to his supporters in Ankara, the capital of Turkey, the president warned there would be a price to pay. He said, and I quote, "There is a price we are paying for the period we are in, but there will be a price which those who are waging an economic warfare against Turkey will also have to pay." He vowed to hold a firm political stance as his government battles to protect its beleaguered economy amid fears of what is turning out to be a global financial crisis. Speaking at an event organized by the Turkish Foundation for Political, Economic and Social Research, he said, and I quote, "Turkey has one of the most solid banking systems in the world in all respects. We can do two things, one in economy, the other in politics. We have taken measures that economy needs and we will keep doing it. What is more important, I think, is keeping our political stance strong. We will boycott America's electronic products if they have the iPhone. There is also Samsung on the other side. We also have our own Venus Vestal. We will adopt these measures." Unquote. It is, of course, as of now, quite unclear how Erdogan intends to enforce the American electronics boycott. It is also to be remembered, of course, that when he tried to reach out to his voters back in the day during the elections, his mode of communication was, well, FaceTime. So one obvious question people who are not aware of international economics and how that works is, why is Turkey's currency so weak? One reason could be that cheap borrowing rates in major economies like the US are rising, attracting investors' money away from emerging economies like Turkey. Ultra-low interest rates in the US and the European Union had for many, many years encouraged companies in Turkey to borrow in foreign currencies. That, of course, helped the economy. The economy saw a 7% growth last year. But now, the US Federal Reserve is raising rates, which means that is drawing capital away from Turkey, thus weakening the currency. And it makes it more expensive for Turkish companies to repay the debts they have made in foreign currency, which raises the economic concerns that could further weaken the currency. And what about prevailing conditions in Turkey itself, outside of what the US Fed Reserve and other economies are doing? Well, the economy has long shown signs of overheating. Inflation hitting 15% levels is not new. It did so in June. The country has run a large trade and investment deficit with the rest of the world, buying more than it sells and relying on foreign investment as well as lending. That deficit, that current account deficit, can weigh on a currency, especially when foreign investment stops flowing in. As the currency then weakens, it can make foreign investors pull their money out of Turkish stocks and bonds as their lira investments lose value. And investors don't want to lose value. And to add to that, they have to sell lira, which worsens the rout. So hang on a minute, is it all a matter of macroeconomics or is there something else to it? Well, there could be something else to it as well. Like I said earlier, Erdogan's economic policy have not exactly been the healthiest for the country. That is draining confidence in the central bank, and of course the central bank, which is under the control of the government, has refused to raise interest rates even though the International Monetary Fund has asked it to. Erdogan's decision to name his son-in-law as finance minister has also not made many people happy about the direction of the country's economic policy. And add to this, the dispute with the United States, with the Protestant pastor from the US who has been held in a Turkish prison. And that, of course, meant imposition of sanctions on Turkey by the United States, which is problematic because Turkey has been a NATO ally and a friend of the United States for decades during the Cold War. And this has also increased uncertainty about the future in Turkey. So this fallen lira, how is that such a problem, you might ask? And that's a fairly good question to ask. It's a problem for Turkish businesses and banks, which get revenues in lira, but owe money in dollars or euros. The lira has fallen about 40% against the dollar, which makes loans in dollars that much more expensive to pay. So the sudden fall raises the possibility of corporate bankruptcies or bank failures, which could further hurt the economy. The currency drop will also increase the cost of living for people. Inflation is massive. Prices are already up 16% since last year, and this week's drop will make it far worse. And is it just a Turkey-related problem? We keep hearing about emerging markets. How is that a problem? Well, there are many concerns whether European banks would suffer losses on loans in Turkey. The euro currency has dropped to a 13-month low last Friday, and the bank shares fell. Trouble in Turkey could make investors reassess their holdings in other emerging markets. So far, Turkey has not sparked a global rout in emerging markets, but today we have seen the Indian currency hit its all-time low. Additionally, Europe is also nervous because it depends on Turkey to restrain the flow of migrants from conflict in the Middle East in return for aid. About 4 million displaced people, mostly from Syria, are currently living in Turkey. Any resumption of serious migrant flows from Turkey would be a huge political issue in Europe, where opposition to immigration has fueled the rise of many right-wing parties. We might recall how that has happened in Hungary, how Marine Le Pen came to prominence in France, even though she was beaten by Macron, and indeed in many other countries, including Germany. So let's return to India and see what some experts have to say about the fall in the rupee value. Shailendra Kumar, who is the CIO of Narnolia Financial Advisors, said to Money Control, and I quote, "Strong forex reserve negates any macro fallout from recent depreciation in rupee. Companies with dollar-denominated loans in balance sheet would be negatively impacted, whereas it is positive for margins of IT and pharma companies." Astha Jain, senior research analyst at Haim Securities, said, and I quote, "We are of the view that limited contagion effect can be seen in Asian currencies in this crisis, while euro being the most affected currency, with some of the European banks have exposure to Turkey, hence they seem to be worst affected by this crisis. We are expecting rupee to cross 70 mark with major resistance at about 70.14 or 70.40 levels. We are also of the view that for some time rupee will trade above the 70 mark against the dollar. On the back of the strength in USD INR, IT sector, pharma sector and FMCG sector will see positives," unquote.
Editor's pick of the day.
Rupee hits an all-time low amid Turkish lira crisis.
A Money Control exclusive.
And finally, the rupee did recover a bit from its all-time low to trade around 69.8 to 68.9 a dollar, maybe because of the RBI intervention. Dealers said that RBI is likely to have sold dollars at 70 to 70.1 to a dollar to stem the rupee fall, according to Reuters. The RBI intervention was largely expected by all currency experts, as the RBI does not want the rupee to fall so drastically. India's forex reserves, currently at around $400 billion, having already fallen by about $20 to $25 billion, and to stem the rupee fall is one of the reasons reasons behind erosion in reserves, according to Gaurang Somaya, currency analyst at Motilal Oswal. Devang Shah of Axis Capital told Money Control, and I quote, "The rupee has remained strong for the last 3 to 4 years and the current fall is warranted as it looks expensive on real basis." And he expects that RBI's intervention will contain the sell-off. Will the rupee's depreciation continue? Will there be some resolution if Turkey's situation cools off? We will, of course, find out as the week progresses. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.